What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Babbles Nonsense podcast. First and foremost, thank you for allowing me to take my 2-week hiatus. This is just going to be a little catch-up sesh, so I'm going to tell you all about the things I've been up to in the past 2 weeks, work, podcast room, some funny stories. Yeah, so if you want to hear what I've been up to, stick around. All right, so I don't know about y'all, but that did not feel like a 2-week break. I felt like it just flew by. But last month, so I'm recording this on Sunday, so it's October 1st. So last month in September, I decided to pick up extra shifts at work just to make some extra cash because I have some projects around the house that I have been dying to do. I moved into my house 3 years ago now and just really wanting to finish it, like decorate it. And I've kind of come into my decorating style, I believe. I think I figured it out. I'm just really into neutrals, classic things, timeless that are just going to last, you know, so that you don't have to change things all the time. I'm a creature of habit. Like, I like things to stay the same, clean, you know. So that's what I'm loving more about my style that I'm, you know, just trying to figure it out. Anyways. So I worked extra last month to do some projects around the house, meaning I am sitting in my podcast room / office now. Typically, I record in my dining room, sitting at the dining room table. And when guests come over, that's where I have them. I'm like, oh, here's my house. Like, nowhere to go. So it'll be interesting and cool when I have my guest over to podcast because I actually have chairs and, you know, microphone stands, which I do need to get better microphone stands. The ones that I had initially, they were for my dining room. So they just clipped onto the table. But now that I have chairs, I would really like to get some floor stands. That way you can move around. It's more comfortable. But this will just do for now. Obviously not completely finished with the room. Definitely need some more decor, need another cabinet, bookshelf, things like that. And also other things that I'm trying to do, change all the brushed nickel to black and change my master bathroom because, it was like gray and white and I wanted, black accents. So trying to do that. And then I can't decide, like, I'm going to have to change the door handles, but does one change all the hinges of their doors? Like, I'm not doing that. I will hire someone to do that because I don't know if you, I don't think I posted this publicly, but I tried to change the accents on my shower door. I have a glass shower door and I tried to change the accents by myself. And needless to say, it shattered into a million pieces on top of me. So we will not be taking doors apart around here just for some decor. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that. But as I was changing stuff in my bathroom, like the thing that holds the towel by the sink, a towel holder, whatever it's called, and the toilet paper holder and the towel bar above the bathtub, as I was trying to change those to black, like I just want to go ahead and fix the hole while it's there open and then drill new holes, right? I don't know about anybody else. That's just what I do. I know how to fix holes. I know how to repaint. So when I bought my house, they left me some extra paint. And I just have used it for touch-ups here and there, like whenever I've hit the wall with something that I moved in or whatever. So like, or if I've hung something and I had to like drill 50 holes just to get it even, I'll use the touch-up paint. Well, obviously it was 3 years old, so I had to throw it away because I left it out in my hot garage. It was disgusting, but I was still using it. Anyways, when I got my bookshelves put in the house, I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to have to touch up the wall where he's marked on it with pencil and things like that. So I went to Sherwin Williams because that's where my paint is from. And they told me if I told them that and who my builder was that they would have it on file, or they didn't. But I had, before I threw it away, I still had the color matching or whatever it is on the side. So I took a picture of it and took it up there. Well, the paint worked great 2 months ago when I fixed up all the little like pencil marks and little, you know, little scratches from the bookshelves. And I was like, oh, this is fine. Okay. So then when I changed everything in the bathroom to black and I was trying to cover up the holes, you know, with the little putty stuff. And one thing I'm going to say is I don't know words to anything. So y'all are just gonna have to ride with it. And I went to paint over it. And like, I was like, oh, this, you know, paint is always lighter when you're painting. So then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, this is a completely different color. The whole bathroom needs to be painted, but we ain't doing that. We ain't got time for that. Like, no. So this was 2 months ago. So today, like, as I was trying to like do stuff in the podcast room, put holes in the walls, trying to fix them, and it again dried like lighter. So I was like, fuck, you know, let's go to Sherman Williams and figure this out. So he said when I went up there that they had like he asked me when my house was built, and I was like three, four years ago. It was built in 2019. I think I bought it in 2020. So built in 2019, I was like, look, you know, they said the builder bought it from here. I brought the exact colors on the side of the can to y'all. And he was like, well, what I think had happened was we used to carry a white base and we don't carry that anymore. We only carry extra white base. I was like, well, damn, that's why it's so much lighter. I mean, it's obviously the same color, but when you put it up against the color that I have, it's lighter. It dries that way. And he was like, just scratch a piece off the wall and bring it up here and we'll color match it. And I was like, how do you scratch a piece of paint off the wall? How does one do that? And so he said, well, he was like, take off a outlet cover and just get some paint. I was like, okay, well, that makes more sense. So I was coming home to try to fix this paint because it's driving me insane in the bathroom because it looks awful. And I was like, you know what? The colors in the paint, it's like white. It's supposed to be a white base, but we have an extra white base. And then it's gold, maroon, and black. Well, I have gold and black spray paint. I don't have maroon. So I was like, the black will definitely darken it. So let's do like 3 squirts of black spray paint. And we will do 1 squirt of gold. And let's mix this shit up and see what happens. Well, it actually worked pretty well. So I'm going to wait until the morning and see how it dries. If it doesn't dry good, like the same color, then obviously I'll go get it paint matched. All the things that you didn't want to know. So that's how my day is going. But enough about that. I'm very super excited and very proud of this room. So yeah, maybe, you know, it almost sparked something in me to say, should I start doing video for the podcast? Like everyone's doing it. Everyone loves video. And I honestly would love to do it because sometimes when guests are here and they're trying to explain something, like when I have Olivia on and she's talking about makeup and like how she's like trying to talk about the eye so that she doesn't have to explain the eye, or like anybody really, it's really nice to just have that visual piece. And it's easier when you have that visual piece when you're recording with someone, because I don't typically edit those podcasts. I will edit like certain things if we say something weird or something that comes out, but I typically don't like to edit my podcast. It just adds a whole nother layer to it that I just don't want. And I think it's real and raw if it's there, if that makes sense. So I don't know how, like, obviously I know I can just put my iPhone in front of me and record, but I don't know how to edit a video is what I'm saying. Like, how does one edit a video if I needed to cut something out of my audio and I was trying to read up on it and it just sounds confusing. So if I ever did video, it would literally just be what it was and that's it. But having this room now, I've thought about it. So maybe I'll dabble into that later. Maybe. So in January, the podcast will turn 3. So maybe on its 3rd birthday, we can try to figure that out. I have like 3 months now to try to figure that out. But I have scheduled a bunch of interviews coming up. So y'all will get to hear more interviews and not just have to listen to me talk solo about nonsense. But yeah, so quick cap of who's coming up on the podcast. It'll be Kayla from the Brow Bar. Her part 2 is coming out since my brows are now like completely done for now until I need my touch up in 1 to 2 years. She's coming on. We're going to expand a little bit on the nanotechnology that she's currently doing and my experience, my personal experience between microblading and the tattooing, if you will, or whatever it's called. Kayla will correct me when she's here. Because we, like I said, I had my touch up last week and they are done and I'm still in love with them. So best thing I've done, ladies, don't hesitate. Laser them eyebrows off if you don't love them. If you've been thinking about it, just do it and go to Kayla to get them corrected. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We're hoping that we can also line our schedules up with Hannah from Glitter and Moss so that she can come on for her part two as well. And then I have Encourage Aesthetics coming up, Rocket City Doulas, and Olivia and I are trying to coordinate our schedule some more. She's just super, super busy with weddings and just client makeup, which I'm so happy for her that she's busy, because that's just awesome. That's awesome for her business, and I'm just so happy for her. So if I have to buy her some equipment and we just podcast from home, that's what we're going to do, because I know y'all love it when Olivia's here. We just have great conversations, and I honestly learn more and more about her the more we sit down and do podcast. But so what I've been up to also in the past couple weeks, this is kind of all over the place because I did not write notes. Honestly, I was supposed to do this podcast earlier, and then all this room stuff with the paint situation happened. So I was running around and I was like, okay, I've got to sit down and do this podcast. So that's why it's all over the place. But I started working with a new functional fitness and nutrition coach. I've loved all my coaches that I've had. My very first fitness trainer coach was Annie Miller. I had her on the podcast. A lot of my friends follow her. She just decided to retire because she had a child, and I love that for her as well. She retired her one-on-one coaching. She just didn't need to do that anymore. And I was with her for 3 to 4 years, and it was just really hard to find another coach that coached similar to her because I loved her coaching style. Keep it simple, you know, do what you would do on a normal basis. And then I met a guy coach that I used for almost a year. He was also very good. He coached very similar to Annie, in my opinion. But I started having all these gut things, and, you know, I mentioned my thyroid and hormone health and then my Ozempic journey on the last couple of episodes. So I really just needed someone who could zone in on the nutrition part for my hormones and do gut protocols and things like that. And so I found this girl that Annie actually had suggested prior to her retirement of her one-on-one clients. And I actually had her on the podcast, Carrie, and she started learning a lot about functional nutrition and gut health. And so I was like, I would really love to work with you to figure this stuff out, like with my gut. Would love that more than anything. So she also, like, she's kind of a package deal. So I couldn't just do nutrition with her and then do fitness with my other coach. I had to do all of it with her, which I completely understand because there's a lot more than we know. And I'm hoping once we go through my protocol, I can bring her back on and we can kind of discuss it more at length. But it's hard when we all work out, like, and you want to de-stress at the gym, if you will. Like, let's say that's your way to de-stress and you love going to the gym and you love working out. But what we don't think about is going to the gym is still a cortisol spiker. It's still stress on your body. So we have to be mindful of that. So that's why she kind of does all of her stuff together, nutrition and fitness. She doesn't separate them out. And so she can kind of keep an eye on my fitness as well and my sleep. Like, so she's keeping up with a lot of stuff. My fitness, my sleep, my nutrition. We're doing a gut protocol right now, which is not as strict as the one I tried to do and told y'all I would keep you updated and then just quit. This one is kind of similarly to how I eat already. So it's gluten, dairy, corn, and soy free. Outside of that, you could have whatever. She's actually increasing my macros. So I'm eating the most I've ever ate and so far maintaining my weight, thankfully. And no, I'm not on the Ozempic. We have stopped that. We have stopped that a month ago. We're trying to figure this glucose stuff out, my hormones out. And unfortunately, my glucose is all over the place. My fasting glucose is back to pre-diabetic levels, and I'm working with my doctor on that as well. So, but so far I've been maintaining my weight with increased calories, carbs, fat, and protein, and working out only 2 days a week at 50% of the weight, which that's probably the hardest part for me because I really do enjoy going to the gym. I enjoy feeling strong and just lifting heavy shit. So we've switched from 4-5 days a week workout. Then we went down to 4 days a week. And then she was like, look, I really think you need to scale this back. Your cortisol is really high. So we've been doing 2 days a week, which is easier for my work schedule, honestly, to do Saturday and Sunday. because then I don't have to get up early to go to the gym, but I've just been walking in the morning. So just been focusing on movement, steps, not trying to be stressed out. And then we're going to slowly add my workouts back in. So yeah, that's how it's been going so far. And so far, it's not been terribly hard. I actually was able to go to Mod Pizza the other day. Obviously, she would love for me to not eat processed foods, but they have a gluten-free crust pizza that is also vegan. I used dairy-free cheese and it was fine. Yeah, it was fine. So I'll keep y'all updated on that. I made it week one, except I did have a little issue, a little blip, which was a stupid mistake on my part. So I was sitting at work. I was stressed out, feeling blah. And I was like, oh, I can have this Werther's candy, a little Werther's caramels. I keep them on my desk for the patients. And I was like, I can have this. I was like, she didn't say anything about sugar-free alcohols. Like, I know sugar-free alcohols can upset the gut and I probably shouldn't have it, but she didn't say anything about sugar-free alcohols. So I think it will be fine. So I sat there and I might have ate 5 or 6 or 7 or maybe 8 of those little candies. I was like, oh, my mood's better. And then I was sitting there and I was like, maybe I should check the ingredients on this. Why would you check the ingredients after you eat them? If you're on a gut protocol and you know you're not supposed to be eating certain things, you would think, one would think, to check before. No, straight up had milk in it, dairy in it. Obviously, it's a caramel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go me. So I told her and I was like, does this mean I have to start over? Because that other protocol I tried to do meant I had to start over. She was like, no, well, you're not starting over some little Werther's candy. I was like, great. Love that for me. It was just during that 2 weeks of just like I said, picking up extra shifts at work, just a lot of extra work to do. So it was a little bit more stress, which honestly came at a good time to not have to go to the gym because I just didn't have the capacity for it. Last thing I want to catch y'all up on is a funny story that all my friends know about. And now obviously y'all will too. So I like to listen to a lot of health and fitness podcasts. I love, like I've mentioned on the podcast, I love reading books about nutrition. I'm kind of a geek in that sense. But I love the Skinny Confidentials podcast. She has the most amazing guests on, a lot of doctors, scientists, and then obviously businesses and things like that. So I love listening to her podcast. She had someone on, I can't remember his name, but he like is very close with Andrew Huberman, who is also like a scientist and things like that. And he was talking about like stress and cortisol. And then he started talking about EMFs. And I was like, EMFs, I've never heard of this. You would think I have, but I haven't. I was like, what is that? And he was like, you know, your cell phone's really bad. Our laptops, our computers, our Wi-Fi, people should be sleeping without their Wi-Fi on, without their cell phones by their head in the bed. And I was like, well, yeah, I knew that. So I don't do that. Have it on airplane mode by my bed. I was like, I knew that. So then, of course, I get on TikTok and start looking at all this stuff because he talked about EMF blockers or whatever. And I was like, do we really need that? So, of course, go to TikTok. That's where I do my research. And there's all these people talking about all this. Honestly, I should have just stopped. So this one girl was talking about how they put like a water tower behind her house and she started having nosebleeds and migraines. And I was like, I have a water tower behind my house. And it has this like tower on it, like one of those, like it almost looks like a little cell phone tower. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, then I started having a panic attack and I'm like, I'm going to die of brain cancer because this, I have all this radio frequency around me. This tower is probably emitting like, gosh, who knows what. So I was like, I'm going to buy this EMF blocker detector or sorry, this EMF detector on Amazon because people say you can do that, right? So I buy the little detector. And it comes in and I'm going around my house, like trying to do the perimeter of where this tower would be emitting this radio frequency into my house. Right. And I'm walking around my house and obviously it's like, so below 40 is normal. And above 40, like it can go from, you know, 41 to up to whatever, to however strong the radio frequency is. And I'm also texting my doctor friend, Dr. Solis, who was also on the podcast, and he's like, you're fine. And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure I'm fine? And y'all, with my anxiety, when it spirals, and I go down a rabbit hole. And it's funny now, and I like to tell the stories later, but it wasn't funny in the moment. So I'm walking around, and I'm like, the Wi-Fi router, obviously super high, my cell phone super high, my Apple Watch super high, the Aura Ring I wear, so the Apple Watch and the Aura Ring I wear every day, I think it was like emitting like a 120. The Wi-Fi router got up to like 200. The TV was 200. I have the little Pura Bluetooth scents in my house, and those were like 120. My humidifier by my bed was like a 120. But nothing went into the bed. So like, I kind of like tried to do the parameters and I was like, well, how far does this go? And it went to the edge of my bed. I said, okay, I'm safe if I'm in my bed. And I was like, oh, if all of this is like 120 to 200, what is the tower outside? Time to test the tower. That's why we bought this. I go out to the tower, y'all. It was an 11. It was an 11. It was the lowest. I said, well, that's great. Like, all this anxiety over technology and radio frequency. And the tower was not active, which is great. I'm glad it's not active, because when I went down a rabbit hole, guys, I called my realtor. I was like, I think we're gonna have to move. I think it's time to get a new house. Which also, if you're thinking about that, don't just go look at houses, because you're gonna wanna buy and it's not the market to buy. So I just decided I'm just gonna, you know, just do the things that I wanted to do in my house, which I have a lot of projects, and I'm the type of person that wants the projects done immediately, but I know that's not the best to do. So I'll end it right there. Hope y'all laughed at that story. All my friends did. They had a really good chuckle. I'm fine now. My anxiety is not still there, just in case you were wondering. But next week, we will have Adrian on from Cove Telehealth. Oh, I didn't mention her earlier in my little people. Lord. And she's the one I'm interviewing tomorrow. So Adrian from Cove is one of my good friends. She developed a telehealth for women here in Huntsville to do hormone and thyroid health, but she is also expanding that to complete care, so she can actually be your primary care doctor. It is a little subscription fee. I, in my personal opinion, do not think it's high at all, and you can also have someone there who is advocating for you and talking about thyroid and hormone health, which is misdiagnosed often and also undertreated, in my opinion. So check out that episode next week. I'm so excited to have her on. I've been trying to get her on, and our schedules finally aligned to do so. But until next time, guys, bye.